again, the Evergreen's got a lot of seniors here who are hoping that they're not playing their last period of hockey. That includes Grant Ortell and Jacob Yakuz, goalie Ethan Hurt and Davis Hackbarth. Puck drops, period's underway. Evergreen send it down the ice. Walsall West has a player there defensively. West is moving towards our broadcast position. We're high above the north goal at Marathon Park. That came out in front. Ethan Hurt, save for the Evergreens. Hurt had it under his pads for a moment, didn't know where it was. So Walsall West pressures the net early, and Ethan Hurt keeps it a two-goal game. West gets an offensive zone face-off. Ty Bailey takes the draw, comes out towards between the circles. Walsall West holds far side boards. Shot goes wide of the near side post. West back to their own blue line. Shot there, deflects off one of the Evers players, off Jaglinski. And again, Walsall West still holds. Evergreens can't clear this. I'm sorry, you can't be there. Go back out here. Not sure that we're doing this for an audience here. Let's go back here to the live action. Walsall West comes away with the puck. Here's a shot on goal, saved from the close area by Ethan Hurt. Offensive zone faceoff coming here for the Warriors. This is going to come to Ethan Hurt's left. Eddie Zinda will take the draw for the Evergreens. Dribbles towards the net, and the Evergreens come to pick that up. As Parker Hurt tries to clear it. Evergreens have had trouble clearing the puck out here. This is Brady Bunnell behind the net. Out of the zone for a moment, Walsall West is back at their own blue line. Evergreens pick this puck up. Walsall West is back defensively. Evergreens send a chaser there. 15:45 left in the game. Evergreens at the red line try and sweep that in. Warriors come back with a shot off the blocker of Ethan Hurt and goes into the corner. Put on by Lucas Langolis. Warriors still hold the zone. Colby Schmidt tries to get it out for the Evergreens. Walsall West in front. Off the boards. The Warriors have scored. Carson Marquardt scores for the Warriors, and it's 4-1. Told you that the next goal would be an important one, and there it is at 1:38 of the first period. Carson Marquardt has given Walsall West the three-goal lead back. It's now 4-1. That's one that hurt. But Walsall West had dominated play early in the period. Evergreens had trouble clearing the puck out. Carson Marquardt gets the goal, 4-1. And now the Evergreens find themselves in the tough spot. Big hit along the far side boards against Yakuz. Warriors are back in front. Putting that behind the net and losing control of the puck there was Cade Gruber. Evergreens have it behind their own net. And Walsall West had a 3-0 lead, and they've just bumped it back up to a 3-goal lead. Now it's 4-1. Walsall West still holds this zone. Now Yakuz takes it away. He's on the far side boards. Yakuz tries to flick that cross ice. Alex Kisley is there. Goes to the corner. Evergreen's red line trying to move this in. Brady Bunnell just overskated the puck for a moment. Comes back to get it. Walsall West still fights for that puck. Got a whistle. Stoppage here. Walsall West was offside when they came away with that puck. Next time the Everest boys basketball team's at home, remember to have dinner at the game and support the DC Everest Athletic Club. On game nights, eat at the DC Everest concession stand and go Evergreens. Everest boys have a Monday home basketball game. They'll play Walsall Newman. From outside the blue line, Walsall West puts that into the zone behind the net. Evergreens battling for it. Eddie Zinda. Coming away with the puck is Sipple. Sipple already has two goals for the Warriors. feeds down low at the goal line, now back out to the blue line. 14 minutes to play in the season for the Evergreens, unless they've got a big comeback in them. A lot of traffic in front, screen, block, shot didn't get through. Evergreens' Brady Bunnell tries to come back the other way, fights off the boards. While one of the Walsall West players tried to grab Bunnell's stick as he was going down to the ice. No penalty called. Walsall West long pass ahead. West is back on side, shot on goal, stick saved by Ethan Hurt of the Evergreens. Carson Marquardt, who got the goal earlier in the period, denied that time. Yakus with a high hit behind the net, play on through that. Warriors still hold the zone. Tough angle, slid right through the crease, off the board, shot deflected by the Evergreens. Kisley, and out of play. 13:24 to play in the period. West will get another offensive zone faceoff here. It's going to come to Ethan Hurt's right. Period started 3-1, so the Evergreens, if they could have gotten the next goal, would have made things interesting, get it back down to a one-goal deficit. It has not worked out that way. Instead, Walsall West gets a Carson Marquardt goal and now leads 4-2. Here we come back in. My goodness. Unattended young people at the game. Walsall West comes back with a counter-attacking chance. Big hit in front of the net by the Evergreens' Yakus. That knocked Sipple off the puck for the moment. Walsall West still holds in the corner. Lucas Langolis is there. Evergreens take it away. Here's Yakus. Yakus has Hackbarth in the center. Yakus puts it on goal from just over the blue line. Shot save. Was out in front. No one there on mop-up duty for the Evergreens. Comes out of the zone. Evergreens have to clear. Colby Schmidt lost it at the blue line. Walsall West on the far side. Yakus for a moment. Now Parker Hurt locates the puck. Walsall West has it back in their defensive end. West goes cross ice. Puck goes all the way into the corner. Again, Warriors fastest to the puck. Came out in front for a moment. Ty Bailey takes it away. Evergreens come away with this in their defensive end. Parker Hurt. Hurt finally shakes that Walsall West player. Cross ice pass. That's a nice one right onto the tape for Colby Schmidt. Colby's got it. Skating towards the net. Tough angle. Tried to slide that. Evers player is upended. Puck is wide of the net, and the net has come off its moorings. Evers player got wiped out there on the far side post. More importantly, though, it stays a 4-1 game. Colby Schmidt did a good job winning that puck back along the near side boards. 11:50 left in the game. Checking down there that everybody's okay. Adam Prokop was hit too as the Evers player was checked flying into the net. No penalty called here. 5-on-5 hockey continues. And the faceoff is outside the Everest blue line. And Walsall West wins it. Here's Sipple, who's bidding for a hat trick, goes back to one of his teammates. Played along the far side boards. Now behind the net, Evergreens look to come away with this. Walsall West has a 4-1 lead, trying to hold this zone. Sipple keeps it in at the blue line. Tripped, no penalty. Taken away by the Evergreens, Jaglinski. Walsall West repossesses the puck at neutral ice. They'll have to touch up and clear the zone. Warriors now flicked into the corner. Yakus knocked that Warrior player off the puck. Evergreens in their defensive end. Here's Kisley. Red line, blue line. West has two players back and stick check the puck away. Brady Cleveland, good defensive play. Again, the Warriors are a good team defensively. No question about that. Puck went into the bench area of a faceoff. Penalty coming up here. It's on the Warriors. Jacob Kubela. Evergreens get a power play opportunity, still trailing by 3. Evergreens are taking their time out here. 5:52 of the third period. Kubela tripping. The last 4 penalties in this game have been called on the Warriors. Evergreens are 1-for-3 on the power play. to the Evergreens and Warriors both huddle in front of their benches. I mean, if the Evergreens have any shot, I mean, you're hoping that Walsall West gives up a three-goal lead. And the Evergreens need to cash in on this power play. All right, timeout's over. Evergreens are back out onto the ice. Walsall West hasn't come out yet. Still in front of their bench. Evergreens had two penalties called on them back in the first period. They've been angels since. The Warriors are 1-for-2 on the power play. Evergreens 1-for-3 with a man advantage and really need to get to 2-and-4. Faceoff comes to the right of the Walsall West cage. Hackbarth is called out of the circle. Ortell. Hackbarth wins the draw shot just wide to the near side post. Hackbarth put one on right away. Jakus holds it at the blue line to the corner. Walsall West got a player there and sends it all the way down the ice. Boy, the Evergreens needed that one and didn't get it. Evergreens will rush the length of the sheet here. Jakus starts the rush to Hackbarth. Near side boards. Hackbarth is onside, carries it in. Hackbarth tries to go cross ice. Jakus filling in traffic in front. Shot deflected out. Evergreen still hold the zone. Here's Jakus, blue line. Shot, traffic there. Deflected, out of play. Pretty good power play so far. Evergreen's getting a couple of looks at the net. 1:24 left in the man advantage. Warriors still lead 4-1. Evergreens get another offensive zone faceoff. Ortell takes it from the far side circle. Wins this draw. Hackbarth tries to keep it in. Jakus fights for it at the blue line and does keep it in. Near side, far side boards. Lost control. The puck sent all the way down the ice. 1-12, 1-11, 1-10 to play in the Everest man advantage. And shorthanded Sipple possesses the puck for the Warriors. And now Jakus gets it for the Evergreens. 10 minutes left in the game, maybe 10 minutes left in the season. Jakus to Hackbarth. Evergreens are onside. Hackbarth circles back. Still holds the puck here. Stick handling, flicks it to the corner. Walsall West gets it in the corner and sends it all the way down the ice. Hackbarth almost needed to shoot, pull the trigger a little bit faster. Jaglinski now behind his own net. Jag starts the rush. Cross ice here to Ortell. Ortell skates to the center. He's onside. Now to the near side boards. 30 seconds left in the Evergreens' man advantage, and Ortell hit hard in the corner. Hackbarth from behind the net. Plays it to the near side boards. Evergreens need to get this centered. Just 15 seconds left in the man advantage. This will be a big penalty kill for the Warriors, and they've just sent it all the way down the ice. Yeah, that's going to do it. We're going to be back to 5-on-5, and the Evergreens are 1-for-4 on the power play. Here's Jaglinski, and we're back to full strength. Evergreens try and hold this at the red line, lose it at neutral ice, and Walsall West, long pass ahead, pops up, goes into the corner. Going to be icing. Come back for an offensive zone faceoff. Very soon, time will be a friend of the Warriors with just 8:51 left in the game. Warriors 4, Evergreens 1. Carson Marquardt's goal here in the third period, early stages of the third period, just kind of put the Evergreens back on their heels. Walsall West comes away with the puck off the faceoff. Warriors are onside. Tried to slide that to Sipple, who has hat-trick possibilities. It was behind him. Goes to the near side boards. Evergreens looks to clear the defensive zone. Colby Schmidt just turned the puck over, trying to get it centered there to Brady Bunnell. Said Walsall West loses that behind the net. Here come the Evergreens. Cross ice to Jakus. Jakus' pass was behind him. Sipple on Jakus. Best on best right there. Jacob comes away with the puck, flicks it down the ice. Tries to get that to Shiro. It's along the boards, and Walsall West, good defensive team, takes this back. Walsall West sends it to the corner. Evergreens have Parker Hurt there. across ice. Evergreen's trying to get one of these goals back. 8 minutes left to play. Parker Hurt. Now here's Evergreen's Ortell to the corner. It's too far out in front of him. Walsall West has a player there. Walsall West player got the puck, stopped at a dime. Evergreen's from the blue line. Shot. Parker Hurt wide of the near side post. To one-timer, though, comes all the way out of the zone. Cross ice to Parker Hurt again. Ahead to Kisley. Walsall West player, they double-team Kisley in the corner. 7.5 left. Now the Evergreens behind the net. Try and get that out in front. Goes to the near sideboards. Evergreens player has this pinned up against the boards behind the net. Walsall West comes out. 3-on-2 for the Warriors. Pass cross ice. Marquardt shot. Tried to get that centered. Jabbing in front. Stick. Save. Keeping the near side post closed is Ethan Hurt. Rebound possibility is there for Cole Haynes. West from the red line dumps the puck into the corner. Evergreen's big hit there. Wow, the elbow is out there as Marquardt came in and engaged the Evergreen's Brady Bunnell. Evergreen's behind their own net. Need to get this out of the defensive zone. Under 7 to play. Still 4-2 Warriors. Here's Grant Ortell. Ortell's stick handling goes down near the net. Tough angle. Wide. Tried to get that down to the goal line. Left himself with kind of a tough angle there. Eddie Zinda on the ice for the Evergreens, trying to fight for this back. Walsall West comes back. Counterattacking chance for the Warriors. Shot on goal off the blocker of Ethan Hurt. Pops up, went right over the crossbar from behind the net. Walsall West still controls. Shot, score for the Warriors. Jacob Kubela. 5-1. And now there's no doubt about it. The Evergreen season is going to be coming to an end tonight. Goal comes at 10:39 of the third period. 5-1 now. Walsall West is going to advance, and the Evergreen seniors are going to see their year come to an end. Jacob Kubela's goal. Nick Drews gets an assist. Counter-attacking chance. And now under 6 minutes to play. Got a little time left in the broadcast. We will congratulate the DC Everest seniors who are going to see their hockey careers come to an end tonight as they now trail Walsall West 5-1. Evergreens have not generated as many opportunities in the third period. And really the big goal, I mean the period started 3-1. Carson Marquardt's goal earlier in the third period made it 4-1, and now the Warriors have widened even more. Got an offensive zone faceoff here for the Evergreens. Walsall West wins it behind the net. Got a whistle here. Calling a penalty. Everest player is coming off. Alex Kisley to the box. Penalty comes at 10:09 of the period. Evergreens have not been whistled for a penalty since the early stage of the first period. Warriors on the power play now with an offensive zone faceoff to the left of the cage. On the far side boards, Evergreen shorthanded send this puck out of the zone. We'll only have 3 minutes left in the match when we get back to 5-on-5 if the Evergreens are successful on the penalty kill, and that's a big if. Walsall West is one of the best power plays in the Valley Conference, and they are 1-for-2 tonight. Warriors start their rush here. They go cross ice. Carson Marquardt. Wow, that went out of play. Marquardt was trying to wrap that all the way around the boards and trying to set up a teammate on the near side. Sent it out of play, so we'll have a faceoff outside the blue line. 5:20 left in the game. 1:29 left in the West power play. Faceoff's going to come right from the center. Evergreens win the draw, send it down the ice. So Walsall West will have to retreat. Play it from behind their own net. Carson Healy starts the rush. Near side boards. Warriors are onside. Circling back there is Lucas Langolis. Played now to the corner. Warriors from behind the net. On the backhand side, Langolis got it back, couldn't get a shot off. Warriors cross ice. It's into the skates of one of their players there. Shot there, fanning on it. Jake Bailey. Warriors still hold in. Move the puck here to the far side. Back into the slot. Shot here and a score. Power play goal. Cole Haney's scores. So it's a 3-0 advantage in the third period for Wausau West. The power play goal makes it 6-1. Goal comes at 12:22. 6-1. So the Warriors are 2-for-3 on the power play tonight. Warriors will play either Chippewa Falls here on Tuesday or Eau Claire Memorial here on Tuesday. And the Evergreens will be unlacing the skates for the final time 4.5 minutes from now. Yeah, Warriors get 3 goals in the first, no goals in the second, but add 3 more here in the third to leave no doubt about the outcome tonight. Evergreens are back behind their own net. Warriors back in their defensive end. Again, the Evergreen seniors, this is a really good senior class for the Evergreens, class of 2020. One of the things that you hate to see come to an end here is the Evergreens graduate all 3 of their top scorers. Davis Hackbarth, Grant Ortell, Jacob Yakus, all seeing their Wausau, their DC Everest hockey careers coming to an end tonight. Wave off icing, deflected off one of the Warrior players. 3.5 to play in the game. And now this Everest number one line is out for what may be their final shift. Got Hackbarth, got Ortell. Back out on the ice right now. Yakus is there while Kisly and just wide of the net on the near side. Rebound came out to Hackbarth, who just missed. The Evergreens got their first look at the net in a while, although it is academic now, trailing 6-1. Warriors take it away in the defensive end. We're going to go under 3 minutes here on this possession. Warriors clear the puck away. Warriors move this forward. Wave off icing here. Nope, touched. Wasn't touched by a Warrior player, so we're going to go back all the way to the other end. Offensive zone face-off with 3:02 left. Follow the Evergreens all season long at everythingevergreens.com. Scores, highlights, podcasts, and blogs. Brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics, Dunright Exteriors, Intercity State Bank, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, and Tlusty Kennedy and Dirks Law Firm. That's everythingevergreens.com. Five-on-five hockey here. Pucks behind the Everest net. Warriors send that all the way down the ice. Deflected off an Everest player. No icing here. The Evergreens back at their defensive blue line move forward. Here's Grant Ortell. Ortell is onside. Switches to the far side. Shot wide of the near side post. Sticks into the corner by Adam Prokop. And Prokop's been good. So the Evergreens will have played the Warriors 3 times this season, and so far have only 2 goals to show for it. Evergreens put that on goal. That was Ortell from the blue line. Prokop smothers it up and will hold on to it with just 2:25 left in the game. 2:25 left in the season. Eddie Zinda comes out to take the draw for the Evergreens. I mean, the Evergreens have a lot of underclassmen that are coming back next year, but your top 3 scorers playing their final game tonight, and you'll lose your starting goalie, Ethan Hurt. So the Evergreens hockey team's going to look different next season and is losing a lot of quality. Very nice, too, that Hackbarth and Yakus, after playing club hockey last year, kept that door open for them to come back to their senior season if they wanted to, and they both said yes to Coach Dan Van Slyke, which is nice to see. You know, Coach Van Slyke's got that easy personality that makes that possible, and I think Yakus and Hackbarth would not trade this senior season for much, even though they're going down hard losers tonight. 2:02 left in the game. Zinda will take the offensive draw. And you know, when the high school career, whatever the sport is, comes to an end, seniors always say the same thing. You always hear when they take the uniform off for the final time that it went by so quickly. I mean, for us, for me, the people who broadcast these games, Walsall West shot on goal, bidding for the hat trick here. Sipple couldn't control it, goes into the corner. I mean, there's always another game and another season for me. I mean, I've done this for 9 years now. But for players, for the high school athletes, time is short. You might not make it to the varsity till your junior or in some cases your senior year. So each game, each moment should be treated like it's precious. And then eventually in your senior year, you're out of moments. And that time is coming in just over a minute here for the Evergreens. Jaglinski plays it high off the boards. Jags will be back next season. Going back to retreat for the Evergreens is Brady Bunnell. Bunnell's also another one of those Everest seniors. 1 minute left here. Evergreens get a final change, final shift for some of these seniors. Carrying this behind the net for the Warriors is Jake Bailey, one of their captains. So the Walsall West seniors will play on. Shot from the far side boards. Carson Marquardt high. 35 seconds left. And we've got a whistle stoppage here as the puck rolled up over the plexiglass. The DC Everest seniors, the class of 2020. Grant Ortell, Alec Kisley, Brady Bunnell, Jacob Yakus, Quinton Shiro, Colby Schmidt, and the two goalies, Ethan Hurt and Jared Kacmarchuk. Nice memories for these seniors here. Just 35 seconds left here in an offensive zone faceoff for the Warriors. Evergreens control it. Clock's moving again. Warriors have a 6-1 lead, and the Evergreens are going to see their hockey season come to an end tonight. There's a shot in front and a final save for Ethan Hurt with 15 seconds left. Coming back the other way, here's Grant Ortell. Ortell on a rush, shot, saved by Prokop. Just 10 seconds left here. And puck's in the corner. That's going to do it. Congratulations to the Walsall West Warriors. They've defeated the DC Everest Evergreens. Actually, they're going to have a face-off here after a final save with 2 seconds left. Puck will drop, and then the final horn comes with our score 6-1. And for this Everest team, the chant, "Thank you, seniors," is entirely appropriate. This was a nice class of 2020 for the DC Everest Evergreens, coming off the ice for the final time tonight. Walsall West Warriors 6, DC Everest 1. We'll be back to wrap up the game and wrap up our hockey season after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.